The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 14. This is letter number 4976. Baruch Hashem, dated the 25th day of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So, this was a student, apparently, the Rebbe is writing to. And the Rebbe is saying to him, it's very painful to me that in the report that I receive from what's going on in the Yeshiva Tomchit Mimim of your class, the one you are part of. And the Rebbe says, all these yeshivas, Tomchit Mimim, all the branches are founded and are led, and they are of our holy leaders, the Rebbes, those, all of the Rebbes, those, their yeshivas. And the Rebbe says, in the report it says, you can tell by some of the students, including you, the lack of keeping the times, the zdorim of the yeshiva, and keeping the times in general. And also lack of discipline, etc., etc. Imagine the Rebbe writing to a student that the report I get, they're saying that some students, including you, don't keep to the schedule of the learning and keeping the time in general, and are not disciplined. Besides the pain for this that I have from this idea itself, because time is a loss that you can't bring back. You can't bring back. Once it's lost, you bring it back. It is shocking, this attitude of removing any responsibility, prikas oil, removing the yoke. Besides the fact that it's known and it's public that these yeshivas, the holy, our rebbes, our leaders invested in them tremendous amount of energy they put into it. Energies of the soul and energies of their essence. That's they invested in it. And the basis of every yeshiva are the students of the yeshivas. That means that these powers that we're talking about have been invested within the students and for the students. So the rabbis, they are the ones that invested in this yeshiva, their powers, their strength. And the leadership, the rabbis, the mashpiim, the head of the Rosh Misifta, the Rosh Yeshiva, and the administration, they are the intermediaries, they are the pipelines to draw down and bringing those energies that the Rebbe's invested from the source to the recipients, which is the students. And then there's a student who violates all this just b'shat nefesh, with being apathetic, and you spend your time other matters. The Rebbe says, the word of the righteous, those who founded the yeshiva, and their actions are eternal. They stand forever, and they do their impact. But the recipient turns his back around, God forbid, and occupies himself with vanity, words of vain. The Rebbe is saying, how could you do that? The Rebbe says, it's difficult to get into long as something which is so shocking. Especially that it's already been explained, this attitude of letting go of the yoke, meaning prikas oil, in the book Derech Chaim in the beginning. Anybody who listens, and as my father-in-law used to say, not just listens, but derhern, meaning you take in what you hear, you just don't hear it with your ear. Like sometimes they say, it goes in one ear, it goes out the other ear. You know, that, no, but it stops. You hear what they're saying, what it says there. So your hair of your head will raise if you understand the words that the Darachayim writes over there. So the Rebbe says, for this reason, because it's so shocking, and because it's hard to speak of them, I delayed writing about this till now. But I'm relying on the day of appeasement and special omens of Hanukkah, that nothing bad, no mark of no good, God forbid, from these above words, only that they will do their impact. That from here and on, you will see your condition, your situation as it's truthfully. And that keeping the Seder, the times of the yeshiva, and keeping watching your time, discipline, accepting the yoke, etc. This is not doing a favor that you're doing to somebody, but this is your true benefit. It's for your good, both spiritually and physically, in the visible and revealed good. And don't comfort yourself with excuses, amaslois. Don't try to convince yourself with not truth, that according to your intellect, which you have so smart, you are able to organize your times in a better way, and not in the order of the yeshiva. And since you're such a great, you are so so much great milus, you have such great qualities, you don't need to accept the yoke of anybody else and to be disciplined as it relates to someone else. Because this doesn't mean you, and you don't need it. You don't need to be disciplined. You don't need, you're all set. You're a great guy. You're above, and you don't need it. Don't convince yourself of that. Don't try to give yourself these ideas, because this is only the advice of the inclination. And that's his tricks and his cunnings to bring from, first of all, not to listen, taking off the yoke, the supervising, the one who's in charge, the head of the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, the people in charge. First you say, I don't have to listen to them. And then that brings to worse, not listening to take off the yoke even more, as the steps explained in the Sefer Derech Chaim look there. You know, if you start with removing the yoke of the rabbis and of them, you know better, you're smarter, then eventually it leads to taking off the yoke from Hashem as well. And the Rebbe ends with a prayer that, fitting to the lessons of the days of Hanukkah, you need to go less and more, the two opinions. They're both opinions of Divrei Elokim Chayim, opinions in Torah, they're both true. So, based on what's explained in Torah, you should keep on going less in matters of this world, which also includes that what are explained in the Tanya in the beginning of chapter 7, wasting time, Dvarim Betelim. Over there, the Alter Rebbe discusses various different sins and gluttony, eating glutton, and other sins that people violate. So this is all. So you should keep on going less in those areas, and you should keep on adding the matters of Kedusha. Immediately you should start this conduct, to go less and less, actually, from day to day. Less following your desires in things that are not desirable, especially in the details spoken about before. Discipline, keeping the times, keeping the Seder, the Yeshiva, and you should keep on adding in matters of light, the light of Ner Mitzvah and Torah Oir, and the luminary of Torah, which is the inner part of Torah, Torah is a Chassidus, its directive and its custom. This is an unusual letter, the Rebbe, to write so strong to a student in the yeshiva. I'm surprised they never showed us this letter, you know. The Rebbe says, he prays, that all those that caused pain till now, because the Rebbe says it's very painful, this whole situation. So there's an advantage of light over darkness to an accustomed conduct from extreme to other extreme. You should bring about lots of nachas and pleasure in your conduct and your study from here and on. May the blessed Hashem succeed you. Tremendous success with blessings for good news and all day above. And very soon, in the name of the Rebbe, by the Rebbe's secretary. Okay, so here's a Rebbe, a really a powerful letter of the Rebbe to the students in the yeshiva.
Well, first of all, we